Today is Camp Sunday, and I have two very special speakers to talk this morning to us about how camp has changed their life. And it's not camp that has changed their life, and they know that. It's Jesus working through camp. But they position them in a place to experience Jesus. And so if you ever think, well, camp is just for kids, I have probably been changed more as an adult going to camp than I have in my years of going to camp. Because there's something about an adult going to camp to minister to kids. And just like Tammy said, they're not all vegetable-loving children. Amen. They're meat eaters. And you're like, dear Lord Jesus, before I rip this person's face off, bless them. But the cool thing is you see this child and you start praying for them as soon as they got off the bus. And you're like, dear Lord Jesus, as an act of your will, grant me mercy and loving kindness towards this children and change them. And through the course of the week, not only does he change them, but he changes your heart as you minister to them, as you get a sense of love and compassion and grace and mercy for them. And so God changes you because you are willing to position your place self in a place to minister to others. So we have Hillary Handy / she was a Rumble, but she is going to come and speak first to us about how camp affects people.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Hillary Handy, and I am a lifelong camper. I grew up at the Camp of the Deaf in Parry Sound, and I mean grew up there. I've gone for 30 years straight. I was almost accidentally born there. It's in my blood and in my family's blood. My grandfather, Bob Rumble, was the pastor for the deaf and founded the camp in the 1960s. Since that time, my immediate family, as well as my extended, have had our hand in serving at the camp for many years. My father, Derek, is the camp director, and along with my mom, Shelley, the two of them have worked there for every summer for the past 30-plus years. Now, the question of why the deaf often comes up. Do you have deaf family, or, well, the answer is yes and no. The brief synopsis is that my grandfather was asked to be the pastor at the deaf church. They approached him, having no knowledge of ASL or deaf culture. Him and my grandma said yes, and they learned sign language and became involved rather quickly. Through his work as a pastor at the camp was then founded. He was traveling on a Toronto Argonauts bus. Yep, he was a preacher and a footballer. He saw a farm for sale sign, made the bus pull over. He bought it, the deaf built it, and here we are today. Through the work at the deaf church and through the camp, we now have 7 people who are deaf or hard of hearing in our family. And it's been a real family affair. I have grown up with my cousins, the oldest of which is 40, and the youngest is 4. We're a big family, and all of us have had our hand in it on the Rumble side. This has also spread into my mom's side of the family, the West side, as my Aunt Jen and Uncle Brian work with the deaf here in Barrie and have worked at the camp for many years as well. This wave must be contagious because many of you actually have served at the camp and been involved. So thank you so much for your love and support of us that way. That's been amazing. From the beginning, you can see God's hand in orchestrating all of this. No one up and goes and serves a unique culture in a foreign language unless they're called to. My father has now followed in his father's footsteps, and God knows what'll come next. We'll see. Being at camp all summer is pretty amazing for a kid. Swimming, food, friends, sunshine, memories, opportunities. It was pretty great for me. Camp is also a non-threatening ministry opportunity. I was able to bring up friends from my high school and my hockey team, one of which then married my cousin, and into my family, which is cool. People were curious about sign language and deaf culture. Some later went on to work with the deaf, and some went on to work in different ministry capacities. And some other people found their spouses, too. Now, 16-year-old Hillary never thought she'd find someone. Do you know how hard it is to go on a date when you're the director's daughter? Seriously, young man, fear the wrath of Derek. I couldn't understand it, though. He's just my dad. But in addition to having the boss for my dad, I also had a zillion camp family spying on me and reporting back their intel. But in all seriousness, not everything's been all sunshine and roses. Sure, it is the most fun place to grow up. I have amazing, fond memories, and the camp atmosphere was crucial in shaping my personality, my work ethic, and my sensitivity to people's special needs. I also learned a lot about loving my neighbor. But when your family's in the thick of it, and it's your family's ministry, it feels like there's a large target on your back by the evil one, who we know wants to steal, kill, and destroy. June is usually the worst month for our family. Bad things seem to happen in June. It's high stress, it's lots of fighting, and June is when you kind of hunker down and gear up for camp preparations. This can really impact a family. So much so, it makes you wonder, why am I even here? What am I doing? What is the point of this? Is camp so meaningless and frivolous a la Ecclesiastes? These are thoughts I had as a youth, a teen, and sometimes even now. And when thinking about those people we serve, they are not always easy to love either. Our campers and staff are often accompanied by behavioral issues, a history of abuse, developmental disabilities, dual diagnoses, baggage we don't really feel equipped to stow away for a week or two. I have found myself thinking at my lowest of lows, why was I born into this family that was serving the deaf of all people? Most people have never even met a deaf person, and I've had so many in our cabin, sleep on our couch, in our home. I can't keep track. When I find myself down and out, though, I recall 1 John 4:11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Wow! God's love is made complete in us. In me? At camp? Could these deaf children know God's perfect love through me? I never saw myself as an evangelist. It's hard enough for me to tell someone the gospel, let alone interpret and translate in a language appropriate for children. But over the years, though, I have seen how God has placed me in this season for a reason. And it's hard. Camp is hard. Camp is hard work. It's long days, sleepless nights. It's often a thankless job. But somewhere along the way, I internalize that I'm not here to seek the approval of people. And sometimes that person is myself. I just set out to do the work in front of me to the best of my ability. Galatians 1 verse 10 reads, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. I was born into the Rumble family for a reason. And I've been trying to align myself with that path in my work life as well as camp life as I felt led. And as a result, I found I've been blessed with life and life abundantly. The hardest and longest of camp days are often the best and happiest memories for kids. And then looking back, also for myself. So, remember 16-year-old Hillary trying to go on a date? Well, grown-up Hillary is grateful it never really panned out, because I have since met the love of my life, Curtis, who's a northern boy, of all things. Weird. Weird how that works out. He's got a love for people, for fun, and anything powered by gasoline. So, he fits so perfectly into our wild world, it couldn't have been a coincidence. We were even able to be married at the camp 7 years ago, which was pretty special and very meaningful. I'm grateful now that I can bring my kids to camp so they can grow up in an environment that serves. I want them to know how to do dishes at age 8, do all the dirty jobs, learn to sign, and serve well while loving my neighbor. So, reeling it back into camp. Camp in general is amazing, but all I've ever known is my own. So when you see kids from our church whose lives have been changed by coming to our camp, you see people return year after year because it's their home, or people who just need some respite, you can recognize so clearly, camp isn't frivolous and meaningless, young Hillary. 1 week really can change someone's life. We've had people meet their spouses through camp. But FYI, dating is prohibited. We're not like a dating service. Just so you know. People have had terrible news delivered to them at camp. And we've been the only family they've had to comfort them and weep with them. People often see camp as a safe haven, so they tend to divulge their past hurts or abuse, and we've had to seek counsel and resources for them. Through lifelong attendance, starting as campers and making their way up to staff, many people have come to call my parents Mom and Dad. Through what was started as a recreational program for deaf and hard of hearing kids, we've been able to be a little bit of the light in the darkness. We've prayed. We've been able to share the gospel to an underserved population. This may be the only place where the name Jesus is explained in their language and made real through other Christians on the property. In a world that is changing and wanting to stay as far away as they can from the church, we've been able to be the church to them. Some have become Christians. Some we're still praying for. So, when you hear the opportunity to send the kid to camp, do it. If you can volunteer this summer at our church camp, do it. If you can cook, craft, clean, play, or pray, we want you. If there's one thing I've learned in my 30 years of being a camp girl, it's that kids really do need camp, and camp needs you. Thank you.
I met Chris when I was 10, and he was one of the camp program guys at Circle Square Ranch in Arden. And my sister would come home with these wild stories about Chris Princep to the point that my mom has no idea that he's married. Like, she knows Chris and Tanya. If I would say I'm going to Tanya, she's like, Tanya, Tanya. I'm like, I'm going to Chris Princep's house. Oh, yes, Chris. How is he doing? Like, he has made such an impression on my family. And it came because he actually extended love and grace and kindness to a young person who came to camp. Because that's what we do as camp people. So I am so excited that he, well, he didn't really say yes. He had to. Because I'm like, Chris, I need you to do this. And then he kept trying to get out of it. Because he would say, he's not a speaker. I don't care if you're not a speaker. You have the Spirit of the living God alive in you, and you're going to say things that we need to hear. So.
Well, thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad to be here. So my camp experience was Circle Square Ranch. It's a horse camp out in Arden, north of Kingston. And one of the first things that we taught kids or we learned in riding is ask, ask, tell. So with the horse, if you wanted the horse to turn, you'd ask, you'd give it the prompts. If it didn't, you would make the horse turn. So this is very much the same technique I think Jen used on the reason why I'm up here. Ask, you want to speak at camp? No. Ask, you want to speak at camp? No. Ask, you want to speak at camp? And you can't say no. So I'm here. The only other thing I'll say with Jen is, yes, Jane, I worked with Jane for many years at camp. Jane was very much a rule follower. And I didn't know Jen. I knew of Jen at the time. She may have come up on weekends. But Jane would tell stories of her wild child sister. So I was a little bit scared to meet Jen. But no, Jane, as I said, was a rule follower. She had chased me out of the kitchen many, many times with whatever utensil was close at hand at the time. So I know the stories went back to your house and your mother and just fun times we had. But Circle Square Ranch, I spent 10 years there in total. 2 years as a camper. When I was 15, a friend of mine said, "You want to go to camp?" I said, "Sure." I didn't know what camp, where it was, didn't ask any details, but it sounded like fun. It turned into 10 years. I did 2 years as a camper, 15 and 16. And then 4 summers after that, I started 1 year maintenance and then did 4 years doing recreation, director there. And then I was actually 4 years living up there full time, doing the programming and for the kids' camps and then the retreats in the wintertime. So we had up to 100 kids during the summer of all ages. So the weeks 1 through 9 usually started with the younger kids, the junior camp, starting at 6 years old. And then we all went all the way up to teen week where they went up to 18-year-olds. So lots of experiences with a lot of kids, a lot of noise, a lot of smells, and a lot of good times that kept me coming back. Camp is fun. It's exciting. There's always something going on. There's always people. There's things to do. There's outdoors. There's activities. There's never a dull moment. And it's just a good place to go. And as a kid, as a youth, or as an adult, many life lessons and skills that I've learned that I can apply to my life. Being a rodeo clown, certainly you can take that into many different experiences. Barrel riding, musical ride, learning to drive a tractor, stacking hay, jello toss, that's a skill, and learning to catch it in your mouth. Fletcher, my son, has inherited that skill. So if you toss him food, he will catch it in his mouth. I think your record, which I'm very proud of, if you saw in the video at the Rumble Camp where they were going off on the swing or the rope swing there, there was a big cliff and they had a dock down below. And I don't know how far it was, 50, 60 yards. But he did 6 marshmallows in a row, me throwing it off the cliff, him catching it in his mouth out on the water on the dock. So skills that you learn at camp. Eating meals with any utensil, spatula, whisk. When you do that over a 10-year period, you can eat with anything. Silly campfire songs and actions. You never know when those come in handy. And then one that I've taught my kids and a few other people, Mike and Mike, tree bending. That's something you can ask them. Maybe he'll show you up when we go volunteer at Rumbles next weekend. Yeah, that's always fun. Camp, the real impact, I became a Christian when I was younger with my mom. And as a camper, that's when it became real to me. It was time that to make your own decision and not follow because going to church because your parents went to church or told you to, or you know, having it be their decision, it's now your decision. And that was really, I think, the biggest impact on my life at that point. It's a safe place to build and grow in faith and build a firm foundation. It's a place where I gain self-confidence. Being with other Christians and that support and being able to go back to school and being strong in your faith and standing for what you believe in. Builds character, allows you to develop gifts, a lot of leadership, looking after and directing 100 kids is no different than going to work and having 100 people report to you. There's still the same challenges, same areas, same good people, other people that, again, challenge. Smells, not so much, but you learn to develop those skills, leadership, communication, public speaking, not so much for me. Building strong friendships as well. You're with people 24/7, so in 9 weeks of camp, you get to know people very well. And those friendships have lasted 30, 40 years, some of them, with people that I've known there, and they're some of our closest friends. Then some of those friends also become your wife at camp. So I met Tanya at camp. I knew her a long time at camp, and then eventually just that spark happened, and we've been happily married 26 years. So um, then as staff, you certainly have an impact on kids. You're getting all types of kids coming through. You don't know their backgrounds. You don't know what they've gone through. But you have the opportunity with devotions, with campfires, to share and to be godly examples in their life. You plant the seed and trust that God will take that and make it grow in their life. You know, there's many times that I would sit with, or I would have the kids that were acting up or homesick or that would be sent into the office or sent to talk with me, and just having the time to sit and listen and share with them had an impact. Then volunteering, just, you know, going up to Rumbles Camp next weekend. I'm looking forward to that. Using a chainsaw, that's always fun. But we, when our boys were going to Circle Square, Tanya volunteered us, asked if I wanted to go. I said, yep, that's good. I can drive a tractor, cut trees, go fishing at night, all good. So we went up, and they were short counselors. So I was volunteered into a cabin of 9, 10 kids, 11 to 13-year-olds, that were, when you're 45 years old and you're learning things about life from them as they're talking around their room, they were quite challenging. They were quite the group of kids. And the first few nights, I slept with the pillow tightly over my head and just tried to ignore and go on. But eventually I prayed and just asked God to, you know, change my heart and my feeling towards these kids, because they were, as Tammy was saying, they were little buggers. And the week improved so much from that point on. And there was one kind of the ringleader that, you know, there's no way he wanted to hear anything about Christ. And on Saturday, the last day, I was able to share with him and prayed with him. And it was impactful. You don't know what happened in the rest of his life, but you know that you planted a seed. And I guess, yeah, camp had an impact on me. It was a good experience, and it's not too late for anybody to go to camp. Thank you.
Position ourselves wherever God has called us, then He equips us. He gives us opportunities. He speaks through us to people. But we have to be willing to position ourselves. And sometimes you can be thinking, but I have nothing to give. I'm so tired. I'm letting you know, once you're 3 and 4 weeks into camp, you have nothing to give. And that's when Jesus shows up. That's when Jesus shows up. And so I share this with you because we've said camp is a safe place where we can learn about Jesus. We have this thing here in church every week, which I think is a safe place, which is our prayer rails, where we just come and we get real with Jesus. And I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward. And I know we've talked a lot about camp this week and how I know I go to camp because I want to meet with Jesus. You do not have to wait for the summer to meet with Jesus. You can meet with Jesus anytime. In church, specifically, we set aside the prayer rails for you to make a physical response to meeting with Jesus. And a physical response, as in getting out of your chair, coming forward, and just as I had a conversation this morning, this is a place where you literally can just come and give it to Jesus, whatever it is that's on your mind. And maybe you're feeling an apathy or a flatness in your spirit, and God's starting to touch you, saying, well, have you thought about camp? Have you thought about volunteering at the deaf camp or at Circle Square or here for our summer camp? I will be here this summer, so I have the opportunity of volunteering with our kids this summer, and I'm so excited about being here. I'm so excited about going up to Severn Bridge Camp for some of the time together with our church family, because I want to meet with Jesus. But if I only waited for camp, that would leave the rest of the year real flat. So I need on a regular daily basis to meet with Jesus. So we invite you that if you need to meet with Jesus in a physical way this morning, we invite you to the prayer rails. Maybe there's something on your heart. Maybe you want to pray and intercede for someone else. Maybe there's someone in your family. Maybe you need help with your finances or a relationship with your child or a coworker. I don't know what it is that you need, but there's just something about the safety of this prayer rail that just makes it real that we can come and give our stuff to Jesus. And our church family will gather around you because that's what we do. We are God's family, knowing, growing, and serving in the love of Christ. So as we sing, just ask the Lord, like, is there something that you need, that you're wanting to say to me? How would you have me to respond? Because I don't want you to miss out on anything God has for you. Because it's just that good.